Spotlight. Canuck, come on, the show's about to begin.
I'm Ben Miles, and I'm one of the co-artistic directors of Full House Theatre Company, along with Harriet Hardy.
The title of the production, Snow Dogs, it already makes you feel Christmassy, but this isn't just a regular pantomime.
No, it's not a pantomime. In fact, we pride ourselves in offering the total opposite of the panto experience. They're going to see giant puppetry, they're going to see mask work, they're going to see multi-character playing, all lots of different and varied art forms, including contemporary dance as well and physical theatre. The scene is set with kind of a regular family in the kind of hectic busyness of pre-Christmas, the Christmas holidays. The daughter of the family, a little girl called Evie, who's 9 years old, she's very excited about going to see her granddad that day, and that's what she's very much focused on. And he's an ex-explorer, and she's very excited. She loves him to bits. And this granddad character, he saved a husky's life many years ago in his experience when exploring the Arctic. Evie buys a stuffed toy husky for her granddad as a present. And when she goes to bed that night, the husky comes to life and takes her on a magical journey around the world to Australia, via Africa, to all these different places where we meet loads of vibrant characters, accompanied by the snow dog all the way.
The star of the show, Canuck, or Rocky as his real name is, yes, is laying next to you now.
He is indeed. He's my very own Siberian husky and the inspiration for the show.
But his big entrance doesn't come till the end, and he is only on stage for a couple of minutes.
That's true. We don't want to work him too hard. Yeah, he's the climax of the show. And yeah, he likes to prefer to relax back in his dressing room with his spotlights around his mirror and laying on his sofa, as you can see now, with faux fur to match his own fur.
He's a bit of a diva dog.
He can be a bit of a diva. First show of the day, he's all sprightly and jumping all over the place and howling and all excited to go on. But I don't think he likes doing two shows in a day. By the second show, he's a bit like, oh, do I have to do it again?
How have you trained him to do this? Have you made him follow spotlights? Does he know his own marks on stage?
There might be one or two little treats hidden around the stage, which encourage him to do the right thing. He's actually handled on stage by the actor Craig Gordon, who plays Canuck throughout the majority of the piece. He's a contemporary dancer. So he is on a kind of a belt lead with him. And then he's left on his own on stage and he has to do certain bits on his own. He has to wake up Evie from the bed without anyone telling him what to do. He has to jump on the bed, which he seems to do very well. So, yeah, he's learnt his routine and he just goes for it. He knows what to do.
You say that Rocky is a pack animal. How does he cope on his own when you're all out on the stage?
Well, in short, he doesn't. We quite often hear a few woo woo and whimpers going on in his dressing room, particularly when he can hear my voice on stage as well. He just loves the company of other people. He loves being on tour with us all. And he just gets lonely on his own. So as soon as we come back, he's all howling and pleased again. But he only gets left for a maximum of 40 minutes at a time. So it's not a big deal. And he's got, as I said, his fur cover to keep him company.
That must be great for the performance, though, because you've left him on his own. He's getting, I want to see people.
Yeah.
And as soon as you take him out on the stage, there are hundreds of kids there waiting for him.
Absolutely. He just explodes in energy and dances around all over the stage and always gives the kids a big howl, which they love. And that we've had loads of evaluation forms go out during the tour and all the hard work that we've put into all the different elements of the show. And everyone says, the best bit was the dog. We're like, oh, OK, fine. The best bit was the dog. Yeah, of course, better than us, but... You know, you just got to accept that, haven't you?